Work is done. The sunset glow is fading slowly into the mellow tones of nighttime. Turn on your radio. You're a passenger on an unrushed journey on the North Country Night Drive with DJ Frederick.
Outside in the night, and the silver streets in the corners of the wood. And then autumn left us late, and the Christmas had gone straight.
You're along for a musical journey on the road less taken. It's the North Country Night Drive with DJ Frederick.
Meu poeta, eu hoje estou contente. Todo mundo de repente ficou lindo, ficou lindo.
Well, happy good evening to you. From the top of the set, we heard O'Donnell Levy, The Clientele, Cato Ian, and Roger Rivas. I am DJ Frederick, and you are cruising under the northern sky with the North Country Night Drive. If you have any questions about this broadcast, or you'd like a complete playlist, this is Program 03. Please email me at grovetoncommunityradio@gmail.com. That's grovetoncommunityradio@gmail.com.
It's time once again to Ask Dr. Science. So let's ask Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
Marty Hansen from Columbia, Missouri writes, Dear Dr. Science, what is a barometer? How can I make one, and what would it do if I did?
A barometer is a device that measures barometric pressure. Barometric pressure is that part of the weather report you never pay any attention to. There are two types of barometers, aneroid and adenoid. Each is too complicated to manufacture at home. The aneroid uses a column of mercury. The adenoid measures the volume of the hormone barbitone, excreted by a pair of glands located behind your nose. Adenoid barometers are the more accurate of the two, but they tend to leak, and that causes the studio cameraman to slip. So at least on TV, all you see nowadays are the less accurate and less messy aneroid barometers.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.
Thank you.
It's Herbie Mann with the Coming Home Baby. You're on a trip through the carefree highways of the North Country Night Drive. I'm DJ Frederick. If you'd like more information, you can email us at grovetoncommunityradio@gmail.com.
Never. not far down to paradise. At least it's not for me. If the wind is right, you can sail away. Find tranquility. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see. It's not far to Never Never Land. Reason to pretend. If the wind is right, you can find the joy of innocence again. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just to wait and see. Believe me. Say. Carry me. Soon I will be free. Fantasy, it gets the best of me when I'm sailing. All caught up in the reverie. Every word is a symphony. Dream the wind to carry me. Soon I will.
Exploring Science in the Sea. If you live near the coast, few words are scarier than these. Category 5. That's the classification for the most powerful hurricanes. The storms have maximum sustained winds of at least 157 miles per hour, and their potential damage is catastrophic. They can flatten houses, bring massive storm surges, and cause heavy rainfall well inland. In recent years, the most powerful tropical storms have been getting even stronger. And as our planet continues to warm up, they're expected to get stronger still. So some scientists think it's time to add even scarier words to the tropical storm lexicon. Category 6. To qualify for this category, a storm would have wind speeds of at least 192 miles per hour. A recent study found that 5 storms would have reached that threshold in the past 9 years, 4 typhoons in the western Pacific Ocean, and 1 hurricane in the eastern Pacific, Hurricane Patricia. It hit the Pacific coast of Mexico with peak sustained winds of 215 miles per hour, the strongest storm yet recorded. The study also projected that such monster storms will become more common in the years ahead. Climate change is making the oceans warmer, providing extra fuel to power typhoons and hurricanes. That may not increase the number of tropical storms, but it is expected to make the strongest of them even more intense. Some would even qualify for Category 6, a scarier name for the most powerful storms. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
You're along for a musical journey on the road less taken. It's the North Country Night Drive with DJ Frederick. Disconnect the GPS and explore the sonic landscapes on the North Country Night Drive with DJ Frederick. Email me at grovetoncommunityradio@gmail.com. That's grovetoncommunityradio@gmail.com.
Friday night, little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. See the paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune. And I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there, I care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen, food cooking on the plates for two. Feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Thank you.
This is Bird Note. 11-year-old Zianses Bell took an early interest in birds after he learned his first bird call.
For me, birding just brings a lot of joy. I just got compelled to it because I saw like a whole bunch of chickadees in my backyard. And I was like, what are they called? The chickadee call. It sounded just like so happy that I just wanted to learn more. And so I just kept on taking a little bit of time to listen.
And as a piano student, Zianses soon blended his love of birds with his musical skills by creating piano compositions inspired by bird calls and songs, like this one, inspired by the otherworldly voice of the common loon.
A lot of bird calls are actually kind of high, usually like an octave higher than what I first thought. With the call of the common loon, I realized that it wasn't very high. It was just like this smooth going up sound. But it's really hard to do that without playing like a whole bunch of notes. And so I realized I'd have to play like a note under it and sustain that while playing the other notes to create a kind of like echoey smooth upward tone.
Here, Zianses play the rest of his piano composition when you visit our website, birdnote.org. I'm Connor Guerin.
You're cruising with Easy Tempo Sounds on the North Country Night Drive.
Too long. Our love's too strong to let you go. Never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keep pouring down. Another town that I go walking through with a rain in my shoes, searching for you. Oh, yeah, oh, Kentucky rain. Cold Kentucky rain. Showed your photograph to some old gray-bearded man sitting on a bench outside a general store. He said, yes, she's been here, but her memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No way. Day before, I finally got a ride from a preacher man west, where you're bound on such a cold dark afternoon. He drove on through the rain. As he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer I'd find you. Kentucky rain keep pouring down. Up ahead, another town that I go walking through with a rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain. In the cold Kentucky rain. In the cold Kentucky rain.
This is DJ Frederick playing music for your North Country Night Drive. I want to say thank you for listening. If you have any questions, comments, or would like a playlist, this is program number 3. So you can email me at grovetoncommunityradio@gmail.com. That's grovetoncommunityradio@gmail.com. Until next time, thank you for listening and wishing you many blessings.